Oh, you're explaining it's thick, you might say.
In relation to thick.
Then if you went to the store, you're going to have pancakes for breakfast. You might go to the store to get some.
Yeah.
Do you know any different kinds of cereal? I don't mean brand names, I mean just different types. Like corn syrup or...
Yeah, corn syrup and sugar syrup.
Alright. You're talking about something that's not imitation or artificial, you might say. This letter is not imitation, but...
The real letter.
Oh.
Genuine.
Now if you at the store and you're buying a large quantity of something, you might say you were buying it by
book.
Something you like to eat on biscuits. Maybe it's made out of grapes or
jelly.
What do you put on your eggs when you're cooking them, or maybe before, after you've cooked them?
Salt and pepper.
If I had some apples here, and you wanted one, you might say,
"Give me an apple."
I might say, which boys? These boys? You might say, no.
Them boys.
Okay. Talking about short and long distances, you might say it's... Well, if it's not here, you might say it's...
Over yonder.
Or over. Well, it's alright. You might say it's over there. If it's short distance, you might say it's over there. Don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
When you fail to hear somebody, you might say,
"I didn't hear."
What's the hard center of a cherry?
Bottom.
Of a cherry.
Oh. See?
Alright, would you call anything else?
Mm-hmm.
Alright. What's the hard center of a peach?
The seed.
What sort of peach is it that separates easily from the seed?
Freestone.
A peach which does not separate easily.
Cleanstone.
Did you call anything else?
Clown peach.
Or anything else? You ever call it pickle peach?
You make pickle peach.
What's the center of an apple?
Core.
What kind of nuts is it that grows on the ground?
Peanuts and ground almonds.
Do you have any other words for peanuts?
Goobers.
Heard anything else?
What sort of nuts do you